This audio chapter is licensed with a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License, with permission granted by the authors and narrators. This license enables reusers to distribute, remix, adapt, and build upon the material in any medium or format for non-commercial purposes only, and only so long as attribution is given to the creator.
Higher Education for Good, Teaching and Learning Futures. Edited by Laura Chernovitz and Catherine Cronin. Chapter 10. HE for Good Assemblages. FemEdTech Quilt of Care and Justice in Open Education. Written by Frances Bell, Lorna Campbell, Julia Forsyth, Lou Mycroft and Anne-Marie Scott. Read by Lou Mycroft. Introduction. Quilting has always been a communal activity, and most often women's activity. It provides a space where women are in control of their own labour, a space where they can come together to share their skill, pass on their craft, tell their stories and find support. These spaces stand outside the neoliberal institutions that seek to appropriate and exploit our labour, our skill and our care. The FemEdTech Quilt Assemblage has provided a space for women and male allies from all over the world to collaborate, to share their skills, their stories, their inspiration and their creativity. We, the writers of this chapter, are five humans who each has engaged with the FemEdTech Quilt of Care and Justice in Open Education in different ways, and who all have been active in the FemEdTech network. FemEdTech describes itself as a reflexive, emergent network of people learning, practicing and researching in educational technology. As the name suggests, the network converges on the intersections of feminism, education and technology. The FemEdTech Quilt of Care and Justice in Open Education was a collaborative quilting project emerging from FemEdTech, developed over many months in 2019 and 2020 in connection with two international open education conferences. OER 19, Recentering Open, Critical and Global Perspectives, and OER 20, Care in Openness. From the start, the quilt was identified as an activist undertaking. Bell, 2019, quote, "Our quilt project is not only a feminist project and an open education project, but also a form of activism in itself. Together, we can create a quilt that can inspire during and after its creation, acknowledge all contributions and their history, and make a difference to care and justice in education and technology contexts. Most of the work will be done before OER 20, and there is no need to be a delegate at the conference to participate." Unquote. The call for participation emphasised a variety of modes of participation that aimed to enable participants to decelerate and contribute within their capabilities and comfort zones. Participants answered the call by sending to an address in England 6 and 12 inch quilt squares that they had stitched, knitted and occasionally glued together, and fabric to be used for backing the quilt. Those who created quilt squares could optionally submit the story behind their contribution to a website. The quilts were assembled in their physical forms and quilted, after which photographs were taken to create the digital quilt, where submitted stories were linked to images of the relevant squares. The assembly of the quilt took place against the unravelling backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic. The anticipated launch and display of the FemEdTech quilt at the OER 20 conference in London in April 2020 never happened, as the conference moved online. FemEdTech practice changed in response to the impact of COVID-19, as described throughout this chapter. In this chapter, we articulate the lives and purposes of the quilt that became Four Quilts, using makers' stories of their quilt squares, images, and Markov chain poetry, alongside unseen contributions such as the thoughts, feelings, readings, and memories we shared as authors during Thinking Environment Conversations, Klein, 2020. This is a post-human account in that it uses post-human thinking as an analysis lens, drawing on a genealogy which brings together 5 years within a slow ontology of FemEdTech feminist praxis, Beetham et al., 2022, and the process of creating material and digital quilts. Posthumanism takes many forms. We draw on, quote, the accountabilities of post-human research, unquote, summarised beautifully by Thompson and Adams, 2020. To express the extent of the assemblage of humans and non-humans associated with the quilt emerging from FemEdTech, we refer to it as the FemEdTech quilt assemblage. We acknowledge the inevitable incompleteness of our and any account. We strive to include and account for multiple forms of subjectivity, inspired by Braidotti's relational approach to engaging with issues of power within a, quote, heterogeneous assembly of embodied and embedded humans, unquote, 2022. Though the scope of our exploration of the material and digital artefacts associated with the FemEdTech quilt assemblage is limited by the availability of full histories of elements such as fabrics and squares with untold stories, and by the time at our disposal, we explore in more detail the story of four squares and the motivations and experiences of each maker. The stories of the selected squares speak for themselves through a Markov chain poem. We also reflect on two communal events in the life of the FemEdTech quilts. Our multiple subjectivities. We are the post-human FemEdTech quilt assemblage, in that, though partially manifest as material artefacts, crafted by human hands, technologies, stories, and desires are woven through our conception, execution, and differing perceptions of us as a post-human assemblage. The quilt exists in differing material and digital forms, but of course these are not fixed products. Squares, stories, and quilts are only part of the FemEdTech quilt assemblage. Squares are made from fabric, thread, and various embellishments such as buttons, labels, badges, and 3D printed objects, created by human and non-human labour. Assemblages are a process of becoming. Beetham et al., 2022, characterised the FemEdTech quilt as emerging from entanglements in physical and virtual spaces that include thinking together, stitching separately, and values development. Quote, the textile squares and textual stories refer to one another in a variety of ways, both narrative and spatial. The quilt can be seen variously as the rematerialization of virtual connections, as a geography of the FemEdTech network, as a rebuke to the conventional authorship of the blog post or conference presentation, and as a desire to write fully with and not merely alongside other feminists. Unquote. Writers and artists, human and non-human, assist in telling the story. Art, fabric, artifacts, images and stories bear the work of communicating beyond the humans, known or unknown, who may be involved. The humans include the authors of this chapter, makers of squares of the quilt, donors of fabric, words and ideas. The quilts would not exist without nameless voices, non-human artifacts, collective thinking and labour. The importance of assemblage is to counter the acceleration of our times when humans are kept busy and both humans and non-humans exploited in the service of capitalism. We are the result of, quote, a praxis, a collective engagement to produce different assemblages, unquote. Braidotti, 2019. One of which is this chapter. Braidotti goes on to write, quote, we are not one and the same, but we can interact together, unquote. The material and digital quilt making required not only slow practice, but a slow ontology. Ulmer, 2017. A process rather than just a space. So far, throughout the lifetime of the material and digital quilts, the humans involved, materially, digitally, affectively, cognitively, in the quilt's creation, were compelled by the process to decelerate, helping them to curate, to stitch, to draw, to write and to think. We acknowledge the pressures of the time. Being creative in neoliberal times is itself a form of resistance. As they look back, some makers may remember the stress of completing the square, particularly if they weren't experienced quilters, but all will remember the satisfaction of being part of a constellation of contributors who sent in squares, fabric and stories. A sense of collective achievement and awe was expressed at the OER 20 virtual session that explored the possible future of the quilts. We, who are not one and the same, use posthumanism in a Braidottian sense of more than human. Decentering the human allows us to present an account of the Femed Tech quilt assemblage as a more representative whole. The quilts are inanimate, but enlivened by the activist energy of those who contribute to the assemblage around the quilts. The Grammar of Animacy, Kimmerer, 2021, vitalises the quilts as equals amongst humans. The many intentional practices which comprise the ever-changing and partially known history of the quilts subvert the conventional power relations that dominate our lives in higher education. Ulmer and Braidotti, like many post-human thinkers, draw on the work of 17th century Dutch Jewish philosopher Baruch Spinoza, who, writing in Latin, used two words for power, potestas and potentia. Potestas is what we know as power as usual, power over, status and clout. Composition of the material quilt had to be planned and managed. Inevitably, there was some measure of power over people's natural wish for freedom of expression. For example, the squares had to be a certain size and a similar material weight. Potentia, on the other hand, is conceptualised as a joyful, affirmative activism, a power with that operates at the collective level, rhizomatic in nature, as the assemblage is always open-bordered, with no single goal in sight. Braidotti, in 2019, correlates Spinoza's potential with Zoe, the power of life itself, present in all life forms, including stories. A-life, our individual lives, play our part and are subsumed in the assemblage. The assemblage emerged from two powerful sites of potential, the FemEdTech network and the culture of concern for care and justice in open education, demonstrated via the commitment to pro-social, anti-competitive curation practices, and in other ways, before and during COVID-19. Beetham et al., 2022. Like post-humanism, feminism takes many forms, evident in FemEdTech practices such as a slow ontology that enables acknowledgement of the history of feminism and reflection on the shorter history of the FemEdTech network, and in the material turn to which feminists have contributed. Atenas et al., 2022. The FemEdTech quilt is an example of the material turn as potentia in praxis. Ulmer, 2017, asserts that, quote, writing is constituted in the entanglement of being, creating, and producing in qualitative research, unquote. In the context of the FemEdTech quilt, a project of material and qualitative research involving making and writing, working with slow principles balances the requirements humans may otherwise experience of work-related potestas with the embodied post-anthropocentric energy of potentia. Ulmer calls it differently productive. We, the post-human FemEdTech quilt assemblage, exist and will continue to exist as a potential process. No human owns the assemblage, but many humans will continue to be involved in the stewardship of our material, digital, affective life. The story of We, the post-human FemEdTech quilt assemblage. The idea of the FemEdTech quilt project emerged from various sites. Conversations at OER19 and much else that emerged from open education FemEdTech circles in 2018 and 2019. It is rooted deeply in historic, ongoing values development conversations and FemEdTech feminist practice. Writings on the FemEdTech website and tweets, replies, curation at hashtag FemEdTech and the FemEdTech Twitter account. Much remains invisible, forgotten, yet still present as we continue the work, intentionally including multiple subjectivities as a feminist practice of counter-memory, which Braidotti, 1996, describes as, quote, forgetting to forget, unquote. As part of her curation of the FemEdTech Twitter account in 2018, and inspired by hashtag World Values Day, Mary Loftus, at Marloft, tweeted a provocative question. Does the hashtag FemEdTech community have some shared values? What might they be? Answers in a tweet, winky face. Hashtag World Values Day. The Twitter activity was described by Bell, 2019A, in a FemEdTech blog post. In her keynote at OER19, titled A Quilt of Stars, Time, Work and Open Pedagogy, Bowles brought quilts into the minds of conference delegates as she explored issues such as precarity and academic time in the context of open pedagogy. Bowles identified a quilt as something that can encompass many things. These ideas are reflected in Beetham's observations in her blog post, opening a values development activity a few weeks later. Beetham linked values development in FemEdTech to the collective repair work needed in higher education to deal with issues of, quote, marketization, precarity and audit, unquote, writing of threads, repair and reuse. Throughout 2019, FemEdTech Values Development and the Quilt Project developed in tandem, influencing each other. Conversations about the Quilt Project continued during the summer of 2019 in the context of values development activities in April, May and August, September of that year. The intention was always that the quilt would exist in a material digital form. As explained in the chapter introduction, the quilt is an activist project with a particular focus on openness and social justice. Campbell, 2020. Feminist collective action is important. Mounts et al., 2015. Bell's call for participation in 2019 acknowledged Lambert's framework. Three principles of social justice applied to open education: redistributive, recognitive, and representational justice. Lambert, 2018, built on Fraser's 2007 work, which strongly argues that the lenses of economic redistribution, linking to Marxist approaches, and cultural recognition, often called identity politics, are complementary rather than opposed. Quote, only by looking to integrative approaches that unite redistribution and recognition can we meet the requirements of justice for all. Unquote. Successive lockdowns meant that the quilt did not travel to OER 20, as the Association for Learning Technology, ALT, sensibly and sensitively lifted the attendance fee and ran a reduced program online. The quilt was presented in a 30-minute session, followed by a discussion of its possible future. Its outlook for activism took place via the digital version. Meanwhile, activities at FemEdTech changed in response to experiences of network members as education pivoted online during the pandemic. Shared curation of the Twitter account was paused. The call for papers for a feminist special issue of learning, media and technology was postponed. And a letter was written to journal editors, calling on the editors and editorial boards of scholarly journals to acknowledge and mitigate the disproportionate impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on women researchers and scholars. Activism persisted in the unfamiliar context of HE during a global pandemic. It was always envisaged that people across the world who were not delegates could be present at OER 20 in a material sense via their quilt contribution. The current quilt includes squares made by people across Australia, Canada, several countries in Europe, and also in New Zealand, South Africa, and the United States. Contributions arrived slowly at first. Intentions to submit accelerated in January 2020, and squares arrived by post before and after the 31st of January 2020 deadline. The work of completing the quilts progressed as the phenomenon of a global pandemic emerged, a material process to hold on to as HE moved online. Relationships that emerged from the making of quilt squares were powerfully connecting during the difficult months of 2020, visible in FemEdTech writings, for example, Campbell 2020. Conceiving the quilt, project, fabrics, thread, people, connections and technology as an assemblage that emerged before and during COVID-19 can offer us insights into the materiality of connections that are based on physical and online work and objects, locally and globally, a branch of posthumanism often referred to as new materialism. These include environmental ethics and the sustainability of materials. The history of quilting includes repurposing of scraps, worn clothes imbued with memories, and feed sacks, all of which are present in the FemEdTech quilts. The paradox is that quilting is big business in neoliberal times. People accumulate freshly purposed stashes of fabric, purchased and not always used. The principle of reuse is often forgotten. Four squares, a poem, and two events. Conscious that much remains invisible and forgotten in our attempt to tell the stories of the FemEdTech quilt assemblage, we dive deeper to examine four of the squares made for the FemEdTech quilt project via their stories. Haxel, Lambert, Thompson, Wright, all 2020. And a Markov chain poem generated from those stories. Also two events related to the quilt project, the online webinar at OER20 and the informal event at ALT-C22, held in September 2022 at Manchester, when the quilt was displayed publicly for the first time. Although the quilt stories were openly licensed for reuse and adaptation, we as authors have engaged with the makers and writers as we have developed this chapter, especially on how we have interpreted their stories. We draw on reflections from two authors and an editor who took part in these events, as well as relevant blog posts. We acknowledge the partiality of what we can learn from squares and events, but draw out what might be learned for future, more detailed and extensive funded research. There are currently around 50 quilt square stories, and many quilt squares without articulated stories, and numerous impacts of and connections to the FemEdTech quilt assemblage that remain beyond our gaze. Themes from four squares. We chose four quilt squares whose authors had supplied stories. One author read and reread the stories in conjunction with post-human readings. Identifying themes from one or more of the stories and associating them with relevant post-human concepts. Three general themes were identified in the stories. Theme 1. Technology, including sewing machines, used or avoided, plane, Wikimedia, Twitter. From Braidotti, 2019b. On xenofeminists. Quote, adopting a materialist stance, they focus on mundane technologies such as domestic labour-saving devices, as well as larger infrastructural technological systems, to raise key issues of alienation and reproductive labour. Xenofeminism aims at concrete political interventions upon society, following the slogan, quote, if nature is unjust, change nature, unquote. This is a critical, affirmative and upbeat response to the challenges of the post-human times, unquote. Theme 2, care, justice, hope. From Braidotti, 2022, on affirmative ethics. quote. Posthuman feminism creates connections without amalgamations, stressing diversity while asserting that we are in this posthuman convergence together. It thus proposes a relational ethics that assumes one cares enough to minimise the fractures and seek for generative alliances. Unquote. Theme 3. Environment, reuse, language, culture. From Braidotti 2019b, on learning from cultures and environment. Quote, respectful learning from the oldest guardians of the earth is a good place to start. We differ, but are in this together. From Braidotti 2022, on Indigenous Expressivism. The speaking as a country, quote, that includes birds, people, rocks, animals and the weather, unquote. Indigenous philosophies do not separate humans from non-humans. All have agency, subjectivity and humanity. In our chosen squares, the stories tell of encounters with technologies ranging from sewing machines and a plane to Wikimedia and Twitter. Sewing machines were avoided in favour of the more portable hand stitching, or embraced and adapted to program the stitching of a poem, whilst noting the absence of support for the Maori language. One story celebrated the design, build and flying of a plane by one, if not the first, woman aviator. The story author later contributed to a related Wikipedia article. Another story acknowledged the role of Twitter and YouTube in individual and networked learning. The story authors may not see themselves as xenofeminists, but their affirmative ethos is in tune with this approach to feminism. The stories from the squares we have chosen are also imbued with themes of care and justice. This is not surprising, as the squares were made in response to a call for participation in a quilt of care and justice in open education that was developed in tandem with values development at FemEdTech. Social justice was explicitly mentioned in the call through the principles referenced. Bell 2019 C. Hope features explicitly or implicitly as a theme in all four of the stories. Affirmative ethics aligns with the concept of the quilt as a vehicle for activism and could form part of a useful framework for a more detailed posthuman account of the FemEdTech quilt assemblage and inform ongoing values development for FemEdTech. One story draws on Maori culture and language as it illustrates a powerful proverb that demonstrates the need for sustainable practice and care for all others. All four stories, in one way or another, emphasise the value of reusing textiles and fabrics in the creation of the squares, revealing learning from the early history of quilting and from Indigenous cultures. Keep Hope Alive, a Markov Chain poem. One of the challenges that we faced as authors was in imagining how the quilt itself could speak. We were concerned not to fall into the trap of anthropomorphism, and given that the quilt contains several different languages in both the stories and the squares themselves, it was difficult to even imagine what words it might use. We took some inspiration from the concrete poetry and scrapbook works of the Glaswegian poet Edwin Morgan, and after some experimentation, the digital voice of the quilt was mediated by a Markov chain engine, generating an output from four stories associated with digital quilt squares. Whilst we still cannot quite remove our human subjectivity from the voice of the quilt, the algorithmically generated sentences, we suggest, create something closer to the quilt's own voice and invite a new form of interpretation and interrogation. By analysing the distribution of probability that certain word elements will follow other words from the text sample, a new assemblage of the FemEdTech quilt has been generated, entangling the post-human and the algorithmic. The techno-mediated voice to the quilt allows the multiple different voices and languages, human and post-human, woven into the physical and digital fabric of the quilt, a chance to speak out and to keep hope alive. It is interesting to read the generated voice in conjunction with the human told stories from which the poem emerges. This is the poem from the stories of Four Squares. A poem from 50 stories would look quite different.
A Markov chain poem. Keep hope had shape us, and new ideas, we are all the harvesting. Hope, self-care, and carry the large pocket treasures to go out on. Alive, thanks to advocate, right. It was a border between. The message is received. A relatively small island, that I'd be compelled to believe, the lovely cabin. And then of sacred buildings they have written, behind bars. Our email from different countries and adversity, losing her, achieve. She had capacity for. From my final touches, for Reza, broken-hearted. And her plane in our. Francis contacted me. Beirut's song, these blocks together, in the walls of latter part of fabric shops. For Reza, broken-hearted. And our processes, often part of others, was the years. For open mind, the large pocket is asking me to capture, whilst I initially tweeted. And cultures, by our lives, interested in my partner. And setbacks, is, as I have had, shape us, this website squeezing, in this Waketauki Maori proverb, is very limited. But with project, which we didn't see in our hearts, are out into her. Which was, therefore, that spans the physical and quilting techniques. The years four, inspired by Twitter bird, but went. I can. The general atmosphere, what many expressed, the idea of nuns, in our ideas. We ourselves can. The justice-focused contributions, at Snail's Poetry. And locally, you all our own. Focused contributions at O. E. R. Including wearing trousers. Which had voluntarily embraced an inspiration. Contributions at this website, squeezing in all our busyness on us, and
engaging with the FemEdTech quilt. Two events. We look at two events as part of the FemEdTech quilt assemblage. The online webinar at OER20 and the informal in-person event at Alt-C22, held in Manchester in September 2022. Three observers, referred to as Observers 123, at events 2020-22, supplied observations via structured reflections on the two events. A 30-minute webinar in April 2020 replaced the planned 60-minute OER20 session FemEdTech Quilt of Care and Justice in Open Education, Final Touches, that would have enabled face-to-face conference participants to contribute to the completion of the material quilts. In the webinar, the quilts were visible via a link to the digital quilt and a link to a video that traced the process of the quilts to date. Participants watched the video on YouTube, then returned to a discussion via webinar chat, audio and or video. The workshop interaction focused on the question, how can the FemEdTech quilt make a difference to care and justice in open education? The expectation at the time was that the quilts could be displayed at an event in the autumn of 2020 when things got back to normal. Although the closest connection to the material quilts was a low-tech video comprising narrated slideshows of images of the quilts in progress, the conversation in the webinar following viewing of the video revealed surprisingly strong emotions. Here's Observer 2 at the 2020 event. Quote, "It's safe to say that there wasn't a dry eye in the house after watching it. Like the quilt itself, the upswell of collective emotion was beautifully imperfect, imperfectly beautiful." Unquote. It is difficult to explain the materiality of the webinar experience. For those who were already involved in the quilt as makers or supporters, an emotional response is understandable, but the video and experience seem to draw in newcomers to the FemEdTech quilt assemblage. Responses to the video came at a time when, although the conference was postponed, most of us had little idea of all that the pandemic would bring to our lives. The second event came 2.5 years later, after several lockdowns and the slow return of face-to-face conferences. This time, the quilt did not appear as part of the scheduled conference programme, but rather as an informal presence on the second day of Alt-C22, in a space outside the main lecture theatre. The quilts were spread out across tables. Observer 2 at this 2022 event noted, quote, "It was especially lovely to see people finding and reconnecting with squares they had created, pointing out this or that square, that's my daughter's dress, that's my mother's earring." Unquote. In the informal space, we offered the chance for delegates to contribute to squares that would later be added to blank squares on the quilt, by sewing on a button or adding a few stitches of embroidery. Observer 2, quote, "It was wonderful seeing people taking a quiet moment out of the busy conference schedule and becoming absorbed in the shared task of making." Unquote. There was a tangible sense of joy from the few makers present, seeing their contributions in the context of the material quilts. Makers from a group were delighted to locate their group's squares spread across the four quilts, differently located from their memory of being made and sent together. Observer 1, 2022 event. Some delegates coming across the quilt project for the first time were interested to think about whether they could do a similar project in their own communities. A highlight was an informal hanging of the quilts from a balcony at the end of the day. A group of people closely connected to the quilts held them for others to view, as had been intended in 2020. Observer 3 narrated, quote, "Physically carrying, displaying and touching the quilt at Alt-C22 alongside good friends and engaging with many others was to be FemEdTech in a new and deep way." Unquote. McNeil reflected in her blog after the conference, quote, "In quite a magical way, the presence of the quilt provided a way to bind many of us together by providing a safe, open space to have long overdue catch-ups, to share experiences and allow time for reflection and just being." Unquote. The first event, unexpectedly moved online, provoked emotions that are not easily explicable. The second event, informal but face-to-face, offered a material encounter with the quilts that was unexpected and emotional. These events and the role of the FemEdTech quilt assemblage over the last 3 years raise questions about materiality associated with this assemblage. contribution to HE for good. The FemEdTech Quilt Assemblage was a coming together of physical and digital material, memories, words, hopes, conversations, and the embodied labour of stitching, a process of becoming quilt, and another step in the always becoming FemEdTech. From the experience of the OER 20 online event and subsequent activity at the FemEdTech Open Space, it can be argued that the quilt assemblage contributed to FemEdTech during COVID-19 through the connections of the makers and others. The activism planned for the quilt was diverted as some FemEdTech quilt square makers turned to the writing of open letters and editing a special edition in 2020 and 21. Our examination of two events, the first at OER 20, where the quilts, makers and others were present virtually, and the second at Alt-C 22, where the quilts and a few makers were physically present, both raise questions about what materiality and co-presence mean in differently hybrid events. OER 20 was planned as a face-to-face event that became fully virtual once the London conference was cancelled due to COVID-19. Alt-C 22 was a face-to-face event in Manchester, with virtual elements being part of the Alt conference website and social media channels and hashtags. Of course, both events were experienced differently and sometimes emotionally by participants, raising questions about the relationships between material artifacts and digital stories and images in human collaboration and activism. As we begin to glimpse some of the connections, human and non-human, FemEdTech Quilt Assemblage has something to say for good in HE. We have made a start in this chapter, a more substantial, funded post-human study could take time to look beyond four square stories to those by as many authors as were willing to be involved and reach beyond the reactions of people at two events to identify and explore human and non-human connections to the FemEdTech Quilt Assemblage. In designing such a study, researchers, not necessarily the authors of this chapter, could take an experimental approach that takes account of the dynamics that Thompson and Adams recommend in 2020. Quote, three dynamics which could serve as an initial lens for holding post-human research work accountable. One, explain how the researcher speaks with things. 2. Actively engage in weaving and fusing of human and non-human storylines. And 3. Acknowledge the liveliness of post-human research work in the performativity of difference. Within the scope of this chapter, we have endeavoured to address these dynamics, but we acknowledge that an extended scope could say and show so much more. Julia Forsyth, one of the authors of this chapter, beautifully summarised in an image what this chapter has to say to HE for good. Care and justice carried out with principles of being redistributive, representational and recognitive, which is post-human, bringing hope, carries a slow ontology and is pro-social and anti-competitive. The hope for the material quilts travelling widely were thwarted by COVID-19 for now, but learning from the conception of the quilts is not limited to being physically co-present with them. The quilt's reality resists the overwhelm and velocity of university life under neoliberalism. It withstands what Moten and Harney in 2013 called, quote, the naturalisation of misery, unquote, in the HE workforce. Each stitch in the composition of the material quilts is an act of resistance. They would not have been possible in any form without a constellation of humans contributing to their creation. These quilts are an expression of community, pro-social, anti-competitive, and therein lies a learning that many in higher education already know. We can only do this together, and we are already here. We are Moten and Harney's undercommons, an unseen, invisible constellation of potential coming together to hold a line of resistance through our slow, sidestepping practices of creation. No one person could have created the whole, or if they had, that whole would have been something quite different. Human makers, no matter what your workload, your despair, your overwhelm, you stitched your sorrows into joy when you collectively created the quilts. An innumerable number of what Manning refers to as, quote, minor gestures, unquote, 2016. Braidotti, 2022, identifies post-human feminism as, quote, a political praxis that supports feminist commons and community-based experiments with what we are capable of becoming, unquote. Both the FemEdTech network itself and the FemEdTech quilt can be regarded as feminist commons and as community-based experiments. We have articulated how we see FemEdTech contributing to HE for good. Our post-human account of the FemEdTech quilt assemblage demonstrates how themes from our selected squares can connect with post-human concepts. If that works for four squares, more themes and connections could emerge to contribute to a post-human account that includes 50 squares, and the Markov chain poem would be quite different. The FemEdTech quilt assemblage has many more human and non-human connections than we have been able to reach in this chapter. Although no account could find all these connections, a more extensive post-human account could be generative in exploring the range of connections in the assemblage. In a recent podcast, Helen Beetham and Sheila McNeil reflected on the impact that the pivot online during COVID-19 had on perceptions of, quote, real-world co-located classroom, unquote, Knight, 2022. They gave an example of moving from dislocation during lockdown to a co-location enabled by digital technology, and observed that concepts of co-location and dislocation merit further exploration. The concept of moving between dislocation and co-location is reminiscent of 20 years of thinking that has conceptualized virtual work by avoiding a binary opposition of online and offline, continuity and discontinuity, and instead classifying work environments from published research based on the types of discontinuities involved. This is Watson-Mannheim et al., 2002. There is a growing volume of research on what presence, co-location and dislocation mean in differently hybrid education events. For example, RAISE, 2022. A more detailed post-human account of the FemEdTech quilt assemblage could contribute to a framework that makes sense of research into educator and student practices in hybrid education events. The FemEdTech quilt assemblage shows that within relational, affirmative ethics, resistance is possible. The process of becoming, exemplified by both the Quilts and the FemEdTech Network, has been a sustaining, joyful practice of what happens in the spaces of coming together, care, joy, hope, awe, in the face of crisis and the pressure of advanced capitalism. Resistance requires radical rest, rest for health and rest for hope. Jin Wright, 2022. The slow ontology of the assemblage required waves and pauses, which allowed space to think. Klein, 2020. This may be the most crucial resistance of all in an industrialised HE which fills every potential pause with compliance activity. Feminists create, feminists resist, and feminists celebrate difference. Acknowledgements. We acknowledge FemEdTech supporters, activists, and quilt square makers, and the insightful feedback from HE for Good reviewers and editors. Thanks for being part of the assemblage and for enabling us to transform this chapter far beyond our initial conception.